You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. People aged 40 to 74 are being encouraged to take up the offer of free NHS health checks. Public health consultant Rachel Richards explains why they're particularly important at this time of year.
We're actually trying to work together with partners across North Yorkshire to prevent people from dying from the indirect and direct effects of the cold. Every winter, it's estimated hundreds of people across North Yorkshire die unnecessarily because particularly the indirect effects of the cold. And across Europe, the UK has one of the worst records in terms of what we call excess winter deaths.
This is something that a lot of people may not realise happens during the winter, but it is a big problem, isn't it?
It is. I think people don't realise that by being cold, it lowers your resistance to infection, it can reduce your mood, it can increase the risk of stiffness for those that have pre-existing medical conditions, it may increase the risk of falls, and it exacerbates certain conditions. We're trying to work together to push the message about keep well, keep warm and keep safe. And under those headings, we want people who are priority groups to see themselves as priority groups to actually get the help and support that they need.
How are you trying to reach those people who are in those priority groups?
Well, we are through joined up campaigns nationally, and you will see some of the campaigns on the news. We're encouraging people to keep well by getting their flu jab, get their free NHS health check, and then basic messages about, if you are unwell, you can contact your pharmacist. But you don't have to rush to the A&E department because we want to avoid the crisis we have every winter in the NHS when people turn up at the A&E departments. And people can do a lot to prevent themselves getting to that stage. So the priority groups that we're talking about are if you're pregnant, if you have young children, if you're over 65, or if you have what we call a pre-existing medical condition that might be things like asthma, a heart disease, lung disease, or diabetes, because those things mean that you'd be entitled to get your flu jab. And if you're not in one of those priority groups, you may be entitled to get your free NHS health check. So you can go along to your GP if you're between 40 and 74 year old to get that.
And it's important to obviously keep the house warm, but to keep the food cupboard stocked up as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. People forget that keeping the house warm means keeping it at 18 degrees C or above. And we know that in North Yorkshire, there are 26,000 homes in fuel poverty, and some families are having to make difficult choices, and if they're choosing between heating or eating, they may be a priority case. So the health message is keep your heating above 17 degrees C to stay warm. And also, yes, you're quite right, stock up on food and essentials, plan for bad weather, avoid non-essential journeys and so on. But certainly if you're in those priority groups and you can look out for early signs of illness, seek help and advice. You can contact your local pharmacist, as I say. But there are other support agencies as well, like the Home Improvement Agency, if you want to actually keep your house warm and you're struggling to do that.